White House Waffles on Complicated Rising Crime Rates and Safety in Major Cities. By Charlie Spiring on September 26, 2022. The White House on Monday tried to downplay President Joe Biden's responsibilities on crime, telling reporters that the problem is complicated. Fox News reporter Peter Ducey questioned White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre about crime during the daily briefing, asking her whether Biden believes that America's major cities are safe. Referring to a recent New York Times article on rising crime, Jean-Pierre noted the crime is complicated and multifaceted and pivoted to promoting Biden's spending bills. Ducey noted murder rates in major cities were still stubbornly high, and that thefts and robberies in major cities increased by around 20% in the first half of 2022. Jean-Pierre responded by blaming high crime rates on former President Donald Trump, noting that Biden inherited a rising crime rate when he took office. When Ducey asked again whether Americans in major cities should feel safe, she replied, "It is not a yes or no question. It is very much a question of what has he done, that's how we see the question." Ducey further pressed the questions on crime and safety, asking Jean-Pierre about her predecessor, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, warning Democrats about their vulnerabilities on crime. In Pennsylvania, the Republicans have been spending millions of dollars on the air on crime ads against Fetterman because that's where they see his vulnerability, Psaki said in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, adding that crime was a huge issue in Pennsylvania. But Jean-Pierre dismissed the comments from her former boss, accusing Ducey of mischaracterizing the comments. "I don't agree with your characterization of what she actually said," she replied.